This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
With Total Information here on KMOX, I'm Megan Lynch. And earlier this hour, our Stuart McMillan brought you the story of a family that was struggling to figure out how they and their neighborhood are going to recover from the tornado. Many of our neighbors are wondering how they'll come through this financially, and that could leave them vulnerable to scams and fraud. With me in studio this morning is Together Credit Union Chief Operating Officer Tom Krause. Tom, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You bet. Thanks so much for the invite.
I think it's really a lot for people to take in when their homes suffer any kind of damage, but severe damage has to be even more traumatic. What are some of the first steps that you feel like people need to take to really protect themselves as they start working with contractors?
Yeah, it's a great question. And certainly there's a lot going on in the metro area. There's a lot of different wide range of different needs across all kinds of situations. But, you know, as people are in distress, one of the things that comes out is people want to take advantage of that. And that's where you get fraudsters and scamsters to come out and try to take advantage of that. And that's, I'm not bringing this up to scare people. It's about having a plan and making sure that you have good contacts and relationships that can help guide you through it, right? So the insurance process can be certainly complicated. Make sure you understand the coverage if you do have insurance, because we're also hearing reports that that's a challenge for folks as well. But make sure you understand that if you're working with a contractor, most importantly, make sure that they're licensed and insured. And at the end of the day, make sure you get everything in writing, whether that's physical paper or a digital form of that. Make sure you get things in writing, because that's going to be your guide and your kind of key element that you're going to track and measure through the rest of your experience.
Let's break down some of that, you know, starting with what is a reputable contractor going to show you before they request money from you?
Yeah, they're definitely going to show you a proposal, and that proposal should have, you know, a couple key elements, right? A confirmation of the work that we're going to do in detail, right? Not just high level, the cost associated, and probably where people get tripped up the most is the payment plan that comes along with it, right? You don't have to give them all the money up front. There should be different levels, different timing of payment across the board. And most importantly, you know, if you do have insurance and you go through that process, don't hand that check over to the contractor, right? That's your resources. That's your money. You should manage and control that.
What about confirming that it is a reputable company? Because they may show you all that stuff, yeah, and they may still not really have all their ducks in a row.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great contractors in St. Louis, right? So again, this isn't meant to be a scare tactic. It's about doing your homework, right? You know, talk to family and friends that may have used them before. You can do some, you know, research online, certainly, you know, look at reviews. And at the end of the day, if they're pressuring you to make a decision right away, that's probably the key tip off that, hey, maybe this is not all what it's cracked up to be. If they're going to come in and say, I can do it at the lowest cost possible, again, you want to get the best deal. But, you know, make sure you get a couple different options and a couple different bids from different contractors so you have an idea of what that range looks like.
That is so hard because at the time you're dealing with, maybe your home is in shambles, you just want to get it done quickly. I want to get to the next thing that I heard you say, and that was to get everything in writing. What does that mean? What level of detail should people expect and ask for?
Yeah, I think this goes back to, you know, understanding, you know, payment terms, right? How often and how frequent they're going to expect payments through the experience, because this, it takes time, unfortunately, right? And as you mentioned, when people are in distress, it's hard. So understanding kind of that payment plan, understanding, you know, the exact work in detail. And I'm talking like material cost, labor cost, you know, if there's tax implications on top of that, really understanding the nuances of what they're going to do for you is really the most important aspect of it.
Now, sometimes the insurance check doesn't cover everything that you need to get done. What are people's options when it comes to maybe financing additional work on their homes?
Yeah, I think that's where an organization like Together Credit Union can come into play, right? If there is a gap in the insurance, a couple things to think about. One is you can always go back to the insurance and do a supplement order, right? So if a contractor is coming in and that's the expense is more than what the insurance is paying for, feel free to go back to the insurance and say, no, this is what it's really costing. It's going to take some time. They're going to have to do their thing, but that may be a way to convince the insurance to pick up and cover that additional cost. If that doesn't happen, you know, that's where we come into play, right? As a community-led organization, we want to help. And we've got branches in North County, South County, West County, and the city. So we're here to help those individuals that are going through that crisis. And it's about having that conversation so that we can really customize a plan to help with those financial needs.
Tom, thank you so much for coming in studio this morning.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
That is Tom Krause. He is Chief Operating Officer for Together Credit Union.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.